The Prime Minister has put foreign entities seeking to infiltrate Australian politics on notice, announcing a legislative overhaul. Malcolm Turnbull says the growing threat of foreign interference is a global problem. He's praised the strength of the nation's laws and institutions, but warned against complacency.
And we should not be naive about this. Foreign powers are making unprecedented and increasingly sophisticated attempts to influence the political process, both here and abroad. And that's why I'm here with my colleagues to announce the most significant reforms to Australia's foreign interference laws in decades. They will protect our way of life. They will protect and strengthen our democracy.
The changes will see criminal offences created for foreign meddling and broaden the definition of espionage to include the possessing, receiving, or passing on of information. And a register will be established to keep track of individuals and organisations who act on behalf of a foreign entity in trying to influence Australian political workings. This would impact former parliamentarians such as former Liberal Trade Minister Andrew Robb and former Labor Foreign Affairs Minister Bob Carr. Donations from foreign bodies to Australia's political parties, as well as campaign organisations and lobby groups, have also been banned. Among those caught by the new rules is advocacy group GetUp, which spent twice as much as the next biggest spender in the year leading up to the 2016 federal election. Acting Special Minister of State Matthias Cormann says GetUp can operate as usual, with exclusively domestic funding.
If they would stop involvement in political campaigning into the future and become a charity and would only be involved in non-political activities, then they would be absolutely free to, of course, receive and use foreign donations. GetUp can continue to, of course, be involved in political campaigning, but all of the donations that funds their political expenditure would have to be sourced from Australian citizens, Australian business and Australian organisations.
The updated legislation would also catch out Labor Senator Sam Dastyari over his dealings with Chinese businessman Huang Xiangmo. But Attorney General George Brandis says the laws won't be applied retrospectively.
In my view, the conduct alleged against him does not reach the threshold of the existing laws of treason and espionage, but that is why we are introducing, because of the gap in those laws, a new offence of unlawful foreign interference.
The federal opposition, however, has accused the government of ignoring its attempts to reform foreign interference laws. Labor MP Mark Dreyfus wonders what took so long.
Labor has been trying to legislate for a ban on foreign donations since 2008, but at every turn, on each occasion when we were in government that we tried to pass that legislation, it was blocked by the Liberal Party of Australia. And since we have been in opposition from September 2013 onwards, the government has failed to legislate a ban on foreign donations.